أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سماعون للكذب أكالون للسحت، فإن جاءوك فاحكم بينهم أو أعرض عنهم، وإن تعرض عنهم فلن يضروك شيئا، وإن حكمت فاحكم بينهم بالقسط، إن الله يحب المقسطين. وكيف يحكمونك وعندهم التوراة فيها حكم الله ثم يتولون من بعد ذلك، وما أولئك بالمؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 42 and 43 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, continuing with some of the ills and the spiritual sicknesses of the Yahud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another aspect of the ill. Allah says, سَمَّعُونَ لِلْكَذِبِ. They are excessively, intensely listening to lies. And the second is, أَكَّالُونَ لِلْسُحَتِ. They are profusely devouring forbidden, unlawful wealth. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to number one, the Yahud, the ulama of the Yahud, those that professed and claimed that they had knowledge of the Torah more especially, and of course then the other scriptures like the Injil, Zabur, etc. They were people that would see the condition of the public. If somebody was affluent, if somebody was of royal class, then they will change the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to suit that individual. Allah ta'ala save us from all of that. And then in anticipation and of course promise for something in exchange, which will be a bribe. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those that will seek the verdict from them, سَمَّعُونَ لِلْكَذِبِ, that they will be intensely listening to lies, continuously listening to lies, insofar as the decree of the scholars are concerned. And insofar as the scholars are concerned, they were ones that took unlawful wealth profusely, in other words, excessively. This was how they conducted themselves, changing the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Interestingly, Allah Ta'ala did not use the word أَكَّلُونَ لِلْحَرَامِ, that they ate or they devoured haram profusely. But Allah Ta'ala used the word سُحَك. سُحَك in Arabic is to uproot something. You have grass in the ground, when you uproot it, then that will be regarded as سُحَك in Arabic. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about when the ulama, when the scholars begin to get influenced by the financial situations of people, they begin to change the rule and the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in that they uproot the law of Allah and they change the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing left. At this place, the judgment had come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one aspect of it is that when judgments will come to them, when cases will come to them for them to judge, to adjudicate, they would take a bribe. Bribe in itself is haram, not permissible. And then to take a bribe or to give a bribe in which one wants to change the law of Allah, the decision and the verdict of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is even a greater corruption. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of it. فَإِن جَاءُوكَ, then addressing our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if they come to you, and not only Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for all those that follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all those who are the inheritors of the knowledge of Quran and Hadith, the inheritors of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa sallam, فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ, then give the decision, judge between them, أَوْ أَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ, or turn away from them. Now this is a peculiar aspect as far as the Yahud of Medina were concerned, that they were not what the Shariat will term as zimmis. In other words, they were not paying any protective levy to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be bound to an Islamic court. That law will come in the ayats in front. But here, because they had a pact of no war with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the choice that either he will judge between them, or أَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ, or turn away from them. Because there was no protective levy that they were paying to the Islamic hukumat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given the choice. Wa in tu'rid anhum, if you turn away, you do not have to worry. There should be no concern in your heart. Falay yadurruka shay'a, they will not be able to harm you in the slightest bit. That is your choice, the choice that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen, the decision that Allah ta'ala had chosen for you, that is a choice. Wa in hakamta, however, if you adjudicate and judge in the matter, فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْقِسْطِ, then judge with justice. There has to be equity in your judgment, and this will be for every individual then. That if you are going to judge in the cases between people, then do it with a great deal of justice to the best of your understanding of the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inna Allah yuhibbul muqsitin. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are just in every aspect of their life. Thereafter Allah ta'ala asked the question, وَكَيْفَ يُحَكِّمُونَكَ, how do they make you a judge? وَعِنْدَهُمُ التَّوْرَاتُ, whilst the Torah is by them. In other words, the original Torah was existent in the hands of a few of them. They had known what they had changed. They had known what was the original kitab of Allah Ta'ala. فِيهَا حُكْمُ اللَّهِ, in it is the hukam of Allah, in it is the command of Allah. In the particular case of the zina, the law of Allah Ta'ala was there, it was ar-rajam. So why do they come to you and give you all the difficulty and put you through all the inconvenience? It was in the kitab. The ulama had known about it. It was very clear that they should have followed their own kitab. But Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّوْنَ مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ, but then they turned away thereafter, after Allah Ta'ala had revealed the truth to them, and after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them the law of Allah. وَمَا أُولَٰئِكَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ, why all of this is because they do not believe in the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they thought that this deen of Islam, Allah Ta'ala had created more ease in the Quran Sharif than Allah Ta'ala had created in the Torah, and hence they thought that there will be leniency in the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the kitab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Once again, we all should understand that we are here to serve Allah Rabbul Izzat. We are here to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how difficult a rule or a law may be, let us follow the law of Allah Ta'ala in this world to create ease in the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.